This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Sonia Malyaki, representing Dentech Medical Fitouts, an interior design company based in Brisbane, Australia. Dentech has been providing dental, medical, and office fitout and interior design solutions for years. Dentech is a family-run business with over 40 years of experience and trusted by clients for fitouts, equipment supply, and delivery and service. They service clients in major cities including Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Newcastle, and Byron Bay. Sonia, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for the introduction, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time as well. So, Sonia, there seems to be an upward trend to medical fit-outs in Australia, I understand it. Can you tell me why that might be the case?
Sure. I suppose in the past, patients have come in to see their medical practitioner or gone into the clinic. You check into the front desk and either pick up an old magazine and sit at their individual sturdy chair. And I suppose it was up to the patient to keep themselves occupied and entertained. But now we're seeing a shift and a trend changing where the medical practitioners are actually taking responsibility to give their patients, both existing and new, like a better experience in the waiting or reception area. They want their patients to feel more welcomed and, you know, they want them to have the sense of belonging in their practice. So, you know, medical practitioners are really zoning in now on who their patients are and learning more about, you know, their interests and their behaviors and having those things of interest readily available for them in the reception area. For example, if your practice is in a really affluent area who follows yoga and meditation, then perhaps maybe yoga or meditative background music might be playing in on the sound system. A practice might even offer like a little stretch area rather than that rigid offering of seats to sit down on. However, you know, if the target market is different and it's the young females between 20 to 30 year olds who follow beauty influencers, then the practice might go for more of a fun environment catered to more beauty interests with relevant magazines, you know, showcasing the practitioner's latest work or their most recent and latest influencers the practitioners worked with, and might even offer a beauty counter for their target market, so, and their patients. So essentially, medical fit-out motivation is really to give their patients a more customized experience, one that gives them a better sense of belonging, you know, and feeling of community.
Yeah, good stuff there, Sonia. Thanks for that. Now, what are some of the medical reception interior design trends you notice your clients are interested in the most?
The trend for medical fit-out is it's not solely based today on making just the medical practice look more modern. And as I said was before, practitioners are really zoning in on, you know, the specific goals that they're after, ultimately focusing on a much better experience for their patients. So we see medical fit-out interior design choices focus on designs that promote a range of things, including health, well-being. They're looking for inspiration. And we're seeing a massive trend towards providing an environment that offers productivity. So, for example, lighting design implications always have had an impact on ambience. For example, medical practice that's located in a very affluent area, a business area even, they might consider using a little bit more dim lighting. Whereas the, you know, someone who has perhaps technology is another key component when considering upgrading a new medical practice. Free Wi-Fi, now even desks or communal work tables and charging stations are making the top list. Like, patients are often missing valuable time away from work, you know, waiting for their doctor. So having these options where they can pull out their laptop, make a few phone calls, just helps the patient feel like they're doctor, their medical practice respects their time too, because most of the times we are waiting for our doctor, and we don't mind waiting because we understand that health is important. But as long as you offer the environment where they can continue to do their work, then you know, that is appreciated. So we're seeing more designs focusing a little bit more on that. Another one too is key, which is interior design that's taking shape, is providing complimentary bar with, you know, luxury goodies, including free coffee and tea, nibbles or bottled water. Again, that's just a really nice experience. People want to feel welcomed and positive in the waiting area, and that's a really lovely way of doing that.
And that is excellent information today. We are with Sonia Malyaki, representing Dentech Medical Fitouts and Interior Design Company, based in Brisbane, Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Sonia, what should your clients look out for in a medical fitout company?
I think experience is key, a successful experience in particular. You know, how long has this medical fitout company been in business? How many years of experience do they have? You know, look at their work, look at the before and after images that they usually display on their website. That's usually a pretty good indication. Specifically in the areas that they're in, are they in medical? Are they in dentistry? Are they in office medical fit outs? Certainly Dentic do all of that, and they certainly provide and showcase their work. And their work, you want to make sure that the work that you see can somehow resonate with the designs that you're after, or perhaps giving you some inspiration and ideas with it. I think a medical fit out company that completes an initial brief is critical. You want to ensure that you're working with a medical fit out company that understands your practice and what you're trying to achieve with the new design. And then based on that, you want them to come back and present you, you know, with the relevant interior design options and finishes that are modern, you know, based on that initial brief that was taken. Then after that, moving forward, a really good medical fit-out company will set in place a thorough project plan that ensures accuracy and everything is on budget. You know, and provides it on a budget delivery of the project. So this requires the medical fit-out company to have a pretty good relationship with their suppliers, including, you know, construction workers and builders. And they'll always back their work. You know, they'll always provide a good guarantee once the fit-out is complete and provide certain services within a certain time period after that project is completed. So all of these things are really positive signs that you're working with the right company.
And Sonia, what other services do you provide for medical clinics?
Well, Dentic not only provide interior design and fit outs, but depending on the industry, they can also source equipment that you might need to formalize a holistic quote for the new practice. Because oftentimes a medical practice will love a design, but then they need to source other equipment. And this can really be quite overwhelming for the practice manager who's really busy managing their own business at the time. So, equipment is sourced and installed by Dentic, and they do provide a level of service post-installation too, again, depending on the industry and the equipment type. So, you know, Dentic really do provide, you know, peace of mind with their fit-out equipment and services being a one-stop shop, helping medical practitioners, you know, save time and keeping them focused on growing or managing their own business.
Well, Sonia, we certainly appreciate what you do in this space and for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or takeaway, anything else you'd like to add in conclusion today?
Just that if you are a practitioner and you're thinking of upgrading, you probably need to. And, you know, you're probably realizing that there are some local competitors that have gone through that process. And as much as it can be a daunting experience and overwhelming, and you think, oh, I'm never going to have time to do this, it long-term benefits outweigh the short-term, pain in going through a bit of that process initially. And productivity, positivity, and revenue usually soars after a new medical fit-out design is done, because, you know, the patient's attendance and new patients increase. And, yeah, there are some real benefits to consider upgrading if you're already in that mind. So my advice there would be, you know, get a few quotes and start thinking about the ideas and working with the right fit out companies like Dentek.
And of course, Sonia, we don't want to let you get out of here without letting us know where listeners can go online and find out more about Dentek medical fit outs and interior design.
Easily on dentek.com.au.
And of course, we'll add a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Sonia, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thanks so much, Aaron.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sonia Maliaki, representing Dentek Medical Fit Outs and Interior Design Company, based in Brisbane, Australia. And for further details, simply visit dentek.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.